attitude towards working mothers are more positive than ever before. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jean Twenge, professor of psychology at San Diego State University, details how the backlash against working mothers is a thing of the past.
Will a preschool child suffer if his or her mother works? Can working mothers establish just as good a relationship with their children? More than 500,000 Americans have answered these questions in surveys going back to the 1970s, and my colleagues and I wanted to see how these attitudes changed over time. For example, there's often discussion about a backlash around these issues, the idea that attitudes toward working mothers have become more negative since the 1970s. We found that's not the case. Attitudes toward working mothers are more positive than they have ever been. In 1977, 68% of American adults believed that a preschool child would suffer if his or her mother worked, compared to only 35% in 2012. High school students became steadily more positive about both the husband and wife working, even when they have small children. Attitudes toward working mothers became steadily more positive from the 1970s to the mid-1990s, slid a tiny bit downward in the late 90s, and then rose to all-time highs in the 2010s. Overall, the backlash was both small and short-lived, and is now 15 years in the past. These shifts are probably rooted in several causes. First, economic pressures have meant that many families need two incomes. Attitudes follow behaviors. Second, other research shows that these more positive opinions are correct. Kids who go to daycare don't look much different from those with a parent at home. Third, our culture's individualism supports equality for all, regardless of gender or race. Generation Me, my term for those born in the 1980s and 1990s, takes it for granted that girls and women should have equal opportunities. Individualistic self-focus could have its downsides, but its emphasis on equality can be a huge benefit to women and to society.
That was Jean Twenge of San Diego State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.